I called NSP today because I was having trouble with the power in my house. You know, over the years, the power's either been on or the power's been off. And when the power's been off, we've called NSP and the power's been returned to our house. It goes on again. Well, today something different happened. It didn't go out. It just didn't seem to have the same oomph. 60-watt bulbs were acting like 40-watt bulbs. 40-watt bulbs were acting like 25-watt bulbs. The computer screen in front of me was all wavy, like a ship's sail. I turned my mic off and coughed right there, just to let you know how often I'm coughing. You people this week think you've heard me cough a lot on the air. Mostly I cough off the air. When I can sense it and feel like it, I turn the microphone off. I just did right there, little pause there. But so every time you hear me cough, there's probably four other times I was able to get the mic off. But you don't take a night off for a cough. No, you don't do that. Remember in grade school when you'd show up with, who are the brothers, the cough drop brothers? Oh, what were their names? The Brothers Karamazov, or what the hell was their name? Christian Brothers? No, they made the hockey sticks. What brothers, Shadow Man, made cough drops? Some brothers. Smith Brothers, right? The Smiths.
Yep, that was them.
Went on to make typewriters. They would make these wonderful cherry cough drops. They were candy, let's face it. And you'd come to school with those. And I remember the teacher I had who would say, Mishki, cough. See, she wanted me to cough to prove that I had a cough, and if I couldn't cough, you know, she was going to take my candy away, what I called medicine. I always remember the fellas walking down the hallway who heard that. Well, they wondered what the hell was going on. Mishki, cough! You know, what's going on in there? That's not the nurse's office. But this woman would ask me to cough, and I'd say, well, you can't just, I don't cough on demand. When one comes around, I'll cough. No, if you have a cough, I should be able to hear it in your cough, even if you just, you know, manufacture a cough right now. So I'd go, all right. That's not a cough, bitch. Give me the damn Smith Brothers. She wouldn't let me have them. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. How did I get off on that NSP and cough drops? What the hell was the connection there? I don't know. Anyway, the power in my house dimmed. I've never experienced that before. All of a sudden, everything dimmed and stayed on. It was very puzzling. I called NSP, and that's not fun to call them. Boy, you know, I'll go downstairs and deal with the circuit breakers from now till the end of time before I'll feel like calling NSP again. Just the whole waiting on hold thing and the little messages they send you and the bad classical music you have to listen to. A lot of people don't believe there is bad classical music. Classical music's supposed to be, well, classical. It's supposed to be the best stuff. No. With classical stuff, there were the equivalent of I Got You, Babe, in the classical stuff. And I was listening to one of those classical tunes while I was on hold, wanting to ask NSP, well, why is everything dim? And there they are on the horn, giving you little, I don't know what, little public service announcements, little ads, little messages, and then playing music in between. Thank you for calling NSP. If you're calling to dispute a bill you've recently been sent, please press 1 now. If you're calling with a service problem, please press 2 now. If you're calling for a reason other than to gripe like a whiny teenager, spoiled and incapable of solving your own problems, press 3 and we'll get right to you after we deal with the crybabies waiting on hold. You ever heard that classical song? All lines are still busy. If you care to hang up and get something done today, feel free. Otherwise, if this is an entire day you're willing to blow just to wait on hold for someone who may or may not even be able to help you, be our guest. NSP wants you to know that buying a high-efficiency gas furnace can save you 30% on your gas bill. Of course, few of you have a lot of cash readily available to blow on a furnace, so you'll just have to toss your hard-earned money down the toilet another year or so and lament the failure of your daddy to instill in you some sort of decent work ethic. If you have insulation questions, contact NSP's insulation station at 1-800-AIR-TIGHT. And we'll have you talk with one of the lethargic high school kids who have been pretty much working our phones all summer. They don't know a lot about insulation, but they can go on and on about the best hip-hop performers on the scene these days. So if you do have questions about rap music, lay them on them. Remember, they're not paid for this. They're participating in a community service program as part of their parole. So don't let the lack of professionalism scare you away. If they cuss at you, be polite and hang on. NSP reminds you that all downed power lines should be viewed as dangerous. Do not allow children to skip rope with them, nor should you use the end to light a cigarette. Downed power lines can kill, maim, shock, burn, or tickle, depending on where you touch them. If you see a downed power line, have the elderly folks in the neighborhood move them out of harm's way for you. They can't be planning on living that much longer anyway. The NSP customer service line is designed to faithfully address the concerns of its customers. If you feel you haven't been helped in a timely or forthright manner, call 1-800-333-6565, and instead of waiting on hold interminably here, you can wait on hold interminably there. And while that doesn't seem like much of a trade-off, the fact that you've been willing to wait this long tells us you have very little going on in your life anyway. So don't tell us you're not up for one more phone number and a chance to wait on hold till hell freezes over. I got you, babe.